Why is it that nothing wants to work this morning? Okay, so it's not going to be a very good day. Okay, so this is where we are. Looking at indexes and constraints. Okay, first of all, and that top line says basically what an index is. If an index has been established and the SQL statement is set up to take advantage of the index will be searched first and the access time will probably be noticeably lower. If you're dealing with a large database. Without an index, Oracle does a full table search examining every row. Okay, so what you do is, for example, when you go to the doctor's office, they ask you for your patient ID. And if you don't have your patient ID, they look you up by the patient name. Okay? So it makes sense to index on patient name. Because they're going to be so frequently going in and trying to find a patient name, and you don't want it sequentially going through all of the records to come up with the patient name. And so you want to index on something like patient name, because that's going to be used. The primary key is going to be the patient number. But if you don't have your patient number, then they will go in and search for you by name, and that will be the primary key. And I'm sure the same thing applies here. Okay, when I call up to do something, they will always ask for the student ID. Half the time I'll tell them I don't know, and then they'll look you up by name. So I'm sure they've got it indexed by name. What you don't want to do is index a lot of fields that you're not going to be doing searches on a regular basis. Because the indexes have to be maintained. So if you're indexing a whole lot of different fields and you're adding records, changing records, deleting records, not only do they have to take care of the database, but behind the scenes they have to update the indexes. Okay? And so essentially, if you start indexing on a load of fields, you're slowing down retrieval time a lot. And maintenance time a lot. So an index is supposed to be used for things that you frequently search on and not used for other things. Okay. Indexes are kind of grouped with the concept of constraints, and they have constraints and they list these down here, and the constraints allow a condition. They set up a foreign key, which is a relationship between two cables. They set up a primary key. They allow you to say a column can't be null. And they allow you to say that a column has to be unique for each row in the table. So, for example, when you set them up, and we'll look at this down below, you have to specify what your constraint is. And if you set up a table and you put data in it and then you decide to change the table and make a field so it can't be null, you run into a real problem. Because if you're adding a field and you don't want it to be null, then by definition it's going to be null when you add the field if you already have records on there. So null is something you should make the decision about when you first create the table, because it's a pain in the neck afterward. When the program is using constraints, you can name them. And naming them means that they will show up in a database given a name. And so you can go ahead and give them a name, and then you can go to the user constraints and find out what constraints you set up for a particular table. And we're going to see that as we go down below. Those are kind of the theory of the thing. We're going to actually do something as we go in. So if I want to see the constraints that I've set up, I can do a select asterisk from user constraints. If I only want to see the constraints for a particular table, I can say select asterisk from user constraints where the table name equals donut. Okay? And so I can go in and check and see what constraints I set up. Okay, so down here, my first example, and I don't have the take a picture. As I said, once the day starts to go bad, it's hopeless. And I think this is going to be one of those hopeless days. Okay, so I started down here and I said, create a table, try key one. And I've got an ID number. And I said, okay, this is going to be a numeric field of 3 characters. The constraint name is going to be ID number PK. So if I go to user constraints and ask it to show me the constraints, I'll see ID number PK. Now, when I name the constraint, if I'm using constraint names, I try to make it obvious what it is in the name. So here I said ID number underscore PK, which means that PK to me stands for primary key. So if I look at the constraint list, I'm going to see ID number PK, and I'm going to know that that's a constraint that I set up for a primary key, and I set it up on the field called ID number. So I try to give it a meaningful name so that when I look at the list of constraints, I'll see a meaningful name. So I said, okay, set up the ID is a primary key. Now set up the name. And now set up department number. And I'm going to call that constraint valid department check. Okay, that tells me that if I look at the list of constraints, that tells me that I'm checking to make sure that the department check is that it's valid. Okay. And I said, that will be a check on department number has to be greater than 0 and less than 20. So if somebody tries to put in a department number that's not greater than 0 and less than 20, it's going to yell at them. So basically, this is a way that I can check up on my data and make sure that I'm, you know, in some ways at least entering clean data. So I came down here and I said insert into there, and I put in ID 111 and so forth. And then I tried to do an insert using the 111 again for a different person, and it came back and gave me an error, okay, and said the unique constraint was violated, okay. Scott, it's using Scott because my version of the computer at home that I set up with Scott and Tiger as the default name and default ID. So when I set it up, I've set up Scott and Tiger, and which was the recommendation. And so now it is saying Scott, because that's who I set it up as, Scott.ID number PK violated. So that ID number PK that I did up there has now been violated. Okay, so I'm referring, okay. I think I forgot that one.
Sorry, it's not funny, really.
It is. It's just going to go right downhill. I can see it coming. Okay.
It shouldn't be anyway. It hurts me to laugh still.
Well, I'm sorry, I'm providing amusement then.
Okay, so maybe now it will let me draw, let's see. Yeah, so now it's gonna let me draw. Okay,
so this has got a unique constraint violation. And so it tells me that, and it tells me based on that key, that constraint name that I set up. Okay, so then I go back and I add in a 222, and I try to add a department number of 24. And that comes back and tells me that I now have a valid department check that has been violated. Because I tried to enter department 24, and I said that the departments had to be between 0 and 20. Okay? So that is giving me an error. So basically what this does is it gives me a few ways that I can set up and make sure that the data that's being entered in is going to be according to the rules that I want to have. Okay, so that's what the constraints allow me to do. So then I come down and I said, okay, check, select asterisks from there and do a description. If I have set up a primary key can't be null. I can have other fields that I set up with a constraint of not null. But a primary key can't be null. And so they have added in, since I made that a primary key, they've added in the not null. Okay? Because a primary key has to be there. Okay, on another one, I came down and I set up a try. I said create table try key second or whatever. And I put in a primary key again, and this time I said the department name has to be unique because I am making a table that is going to have department number, department name. That's the only two things that are in it. Okay, create table, department number, department name. And so I will have for all my departments a number and a name, and I am saying that the name has to be unique. Okay? So I put in 12 information systems, and then I tried to put in 14 information systems, and it came back and told me that that was a violation of the unique. Okay. So I've got that linked up to the name I put there. Okay, and putting the name in means that when it gives you the error, it gives you the name, which is helpful if you've got a big list of 15 fields. Using the name that you'd set up and telling you that that's a problem helps you figure out which thing is wrong. Okay. So down below, I set up a primary key. Okay, so again, I've got a primary key, and this time I created a table called TryKey2, and so I gave it a Try2 as part of the name. And then I set up a reference here, which is a foreign key, basically. So I'm referencing in. Okay, so I said department number has, and I call that an FK because it's a foreign key, and it references into the table called try key second and the department number on that table. Okay, so we just set up a minute ago the try key second. Okay, so there's try key second. And I just set that up. And it has a department number and a department name. So now I'm coming in here and I'm creating a table that's going to have a number, a name, and a department number. So this is people and I have them referencing in, so the department number references into Tri-Key Second. Okay, so the department number in this table, okay, goes up to there, and it links to there. Okay, and that makes it a foreign key. This is a foreign key that is going into the primary key up here. Okay, and foreign keys link to primary keys.
So I'm saying the department number here is going to link to the department number in the other table.
Okay, so I have on this table 12 information systems, and when I try to enter somebody in, if I put a 12 there, then it can link. If I put a number other than 12 there, it can't link. Okay, so the foreign key has got to have a reference.
So if I scroll down a little bit, okay, I inserted in to Tri-Key 2
an ID number 111 Gary Tyler, and I put in a 12 and the row was created. Okay, when I tried up here to put it in with a 15, then it wasn't, because I couldn't do the link. There was no department 15. So I fixed that by making it department 12. I also could have fixed it by going in and putting in a department number 15, department name payroll, or whatever I wanted to put in there.
And then it would link all right.
Okay. So again, putting these up is a way of making sure that my data is at least a little bit clean, because if I can't enter somebody with a department number that doesn't exist, then that's a good thing. I don't want to put in somebody associated with a department when the department doesn't exist. Okay? So these catch those kinds of errors and help you to have cleaner data.
Does it help refine your queries, basically?
Not as much. It's more really about clean data. It's more to make sure that when the data that you're adding is data that is correct.
All right.
You know, because if you get bad data out on a database, then you're just, you know, you're in oodles of trouble.
Yeah,
if you get a bunch trying to track that down, and if you're allowing people, I mean, because you've got data entry people putting the records in, and you want to stop it when you can catch it. Or you have, if it's online or something, you have me putting, or you putting in information, and you want to stop it.
Now, it says a table must be empty to add a mandatory not null. And I went through the whole thing down there where I tried to, and I said I wanted to add a pay code. So I wanted to alter the table and add a field called pay code, and I wanted to put the not null constraint on it. Well, as soon as I add the field called pay code to the existing records, it's null because I'm not putting data into it. So I have a real problem, and I have to get rid of the data and go in and add it in. So not null should be, if I want to have a not null, I should be doing it when I create the database. Okay. If not, I need to alter the table and add the field, go in and put the data in it, and then alter it and make it a constraint. So I went through here and deleted and then added the not null in again.
so I deleted the things, and then I went in and made it not null, and then when I made it not null, I can try to add things in. So I went through those steps. Now when I went in to add, I decided to still have a problem. So I said, okay, insert into Trikey 2. Now if I don't want to put data into all the fields, I can use the parentheses like I did here and just list the fields that I plan to use for that insert. If I don't list that, it expects a value for every field. But if I only want to put values in for certain fields, I can list them in parentheses like this. And since I wanted to get the not null error, I basically did not put in a pay code, even though I have a pay code and I've set up the constraint of not null on it. So I tried to just add an ID number, a name, and a department, and it came back and told me that I had a problem. Okay, the next thing that you get into, so that basically I ran through each of the constraints in the top here. The not null, the check to make sure the department number was within a range, the unique, the adding a foreign key, and adding a primary key. So I kind of ran through all of those. So down below, I'm creating an index. Okay, so I started out and I just created a table. And then I said, all right, I want to create an index called ID number index on the ID number underscore NA that is part of the name address one table. So I am creating an index based on the ID number. And it comes back and says index is created. Now I can also create an index on a combination of things. So I have a last name and a first name, and I can say create an index based on last name and first name. Okay, so I'm combining those two to make an index. And again, if I have the kind of thing I was talking about where I have the doctor's name, I mean the patient name or a student name, just last name is going to give me a whole big list. Last name, comma, first name will probably give me a shorter list. You know, I'm still going to get duplication because they'll come back and ask, you know, are you this person or are you that person? You know, my name doesn't get those kinds of questions, but some names do, okay? So then I created another index on the salary. And so I've created three different indexes here. Okay. And if I want to get rid of an index, I can drop one. So I drop the ID index, and I'm going to make it a primary key. So if it's a primary key, it doesn't have to be an index. Okay, so I dropped the index on the ID, and I went back and I said, alter the table, add a primary key. Okay. Now this time I didn't give it a constraint name. I didn't say add constraint and give it a constraint name. It works just fine, it's just I won't have a constraint name on it. But it works just fine. I'm not required to put a constraint name on. That's only my choice. So now I've put in the primary key, and I've got a not null on the primary key. And then I said alter. And this time again, I didn't use a constraint name. And I said, add foreign key, and it references pay one. So make that a foreign key that references pay one. And it says basically pay one doesn't exist. So I have to create the table, pay one. And then once I create the table, pay one, I can say add the foreign key and pay code references, pay one. Okay. So I've now got
a table called pay one, and I'm altering the name address one table. I'm adding a foreign key, which is called npaycode, and there it is up there. And that is going to reference into pay one, and it's going to reference into the pay code for pay one.
I don't know why I'd create table pay one. I didn't put a primary key on that and it still worked. Interesting. Yes, I did. I went in back and put the primary key in.
Okay, I thought I skipped a step. What I skipped was not doing the DESC after I altered the table, because if I had done the DESC on pay one after I altered the table, then it would have said not null here. Okay? Because when I put in a primary key, it's not null. Now the point here is that I add a foreign key, and a foreign key always links to a primary key. So I didn't even have to tell it what key I wanted. I just said references pay one. And on pay one, pay code is the primary key. So a foreign key links into a table and links into the primary key on that table. Okay, so if I have, I don't know what numbers I have, but let's say that my pay one has on it a 111 job name first or whatever, and then a 112 and job name second. Okay. These are the primary keys, and so those are what I link into. When I say link to pay one, I am linking there. Okay. So I've added a foreign key. This is the foreign key, and it's going to link over to those. So if I get a 111 there, it's going to link into this. If I have a 112, it's going to link into that. But essentially, a foreign key links to a primary key.
Okay, questions? Does it make enough sense to ask a question, or are you still contemplating it? Okay, I got in trouble when I tried to link to pay one because pay one didn't exist. So I then linked to pay one by creating pay one, but I needed to have it have a primary key. So I went back and altered it to make the pay code the primary key.
Now, if you don't specify the primary key, there's going to be no linking.
Right. I'm trying to think of anything else you can do. Actually, I'm not positive, and that's something I should try, and I will try to remember to. If I put pay one, and in parentheses here, pay code, I'm not positive that it wouldn't do it. The right way of doing it is this way. Okay. So actually, let's bring up Oracle. And try something.
Okay.
Go away. Okay, so I'm going to put it on my E drive or whatever. So you bring it up too, so you can experiment with it a little bit too. Okay, so I'm going to have a, I'm going to make these tables. So I'm going to say DESC, not DESC, create table. And I think I will go back and get there's the create table name address. So I'm going to create these two tables and go ahead and play with it, and then we can experiment a little. So I'm creating a table called name address 1, and it's going to have an ID number. At least the editor is a lot easier when you're using this rather than going through PuTTY. And I already made a mistake. I really wondered if today was the right day to Okay. I already have an existing table. Wonderful. I should have checked. So I don't have any rows in it, but I apparently already have the table. Okay. And I already have the key, I assume, as opposed to an index. So I'm assuming it's going to tell me that. But you want to be doing this. Okay, so it's only got, I can't add a primary key. So I already had added the primary key. I should check and see if I have pay one. Yes, I do. So I am lucky and I have already have these tays. So now I want to put something into them just so I can see. So insert into Insert into name address 1. I've already set up apparently the primary key. So in this one I have that the pay code for a key has does not work because I'd already set up the foreign key code that I'm asking you to do, and so I need something in pay one in order to be able to go in there. So if I do a select asterisk from pay one, I think it's going to be empty. Yep, so now I can insert into pay one values 11, comma, first. Okay, so now I have in pay one, I have a line that says 11 and first. So now I can go back and insert Ann Smith in because it will have something to relate to. And now it created the row. So up here, I tried to create the row, but I already had the foreign key in, and there was no 11 in pay code. So I had to come down here and put a 11 in pay code so that this would have something to refer to. And now it has something to refer to, and so it works. Okay, so what I did, only part of it was done before, is I created two tables. And so what I want you to do is create two tables. So I created the name address table, and I created the pay table. Then I made each of them have a primary key. So I put in a primary key, which is ID number, and a primary key that is pay code. So this will now say not null. And then I set up a foreign key. So I said alter the table name address, and I added a foreign key. Now the question that we had okay, so I'm going to make a table called pay two. So I'm going to say create table pay two, and it's going to have a pay code number 2 and a job code, job name. Job name VerCare 2, 15. Okay, so there's pay 2. And I don't have a primary key on pay 2. I'm going to insert into pay 2 the values 11 and first. Okay. So I'm going to now say alter table, alter, try spelling it right. No, it didn't work. So all this to find out that no, no,
it's fine. It's actually good to go through. But that didn't work because it said no matching or unique primary key for this one.
So you gotta specify it.
So I gotta specify it. And if I had done it and said add, alter rather, and just on the pay two, it would have given me the same thing. So then what I can do is if I go in here and say alter table, where am I? Alter table pay two, add primary key, primary, okay, so now the table's been altered, and now if I say alter table name address 1, add foreign key, and it has now got the foreign key for me. Okay. So now if I go in, I have a foreign key there.
Okay. Because pay two now has a primary key, so I can reference the primary key on pay two and make a link. Okay.
So it won't, it has to be defined as a primary key.
Okay. Somewhere along the line, some database I've run into where if you tell it the database name and the name of the field in parentheses, it overlooks the fact that it's not a primary key. And I wasn't sure that it wasn't Oracle that did that or who it was that did that. That becomes a problem. If you know too many databases, you start saying, does that work in this one or does it work in that one? But the rules are that it's supposed to go into a primary key, so it is following the rules.
Okay, any other questions?
So if you went through and did this, and created the tables and created the primary keys for the tables, you then ought to be able to create a foreign key that links in.
Did anybody get that far? You want to take a few more minutes and get that far? Try getting the two tables. We've got two tables now. Okay, we've got the name address one.
And I just go pay one and pay two because I already had pay one. But we want to create the name address and add a primary key to that. And then we're creating the pay. Okay, we then created the pay and added a primary key to that. And as we saw in the beginning of this handout, you can, when you create the table, say this is the primary key. You don't have to wait and do it afterward. This example, I happened to wait and do it afterward. So I created the table, added the primary key. Created the next table, added the primary key. And then once I've got the primary key in both of them, I can do this to get the foreign key. And that makes the link between them, because I am saying that npaycode links in to paycode. Paycode being the primary key, this then becoming the foreign key, because it is linking in. Okay, the foreign key is npaycode, which references pay one and specifically references the primary key on pay one, which is pay code.
So there's five steps there, right? Create the table, add the primary key. Create the table, add the primary key, and then set up the link, which is the foreign key. And the big value of a foreign key is that it does link the tables, but it also makes sure that I don't add somebody to my name address table that doesn't have a legal pay code. So I'm linking in to make sure that later on when I do a query, the links are going to work. Okay, because I'm not putting anything on the name address table that doesn't match to something on the pay code. So when I come to doing my queries, it will work. Everybody will link, and that's the purpose of all of this. Has anybody got it working? And then if I try to insert a record in name address that doesn't have a matching pay code on pay one or pay two, depending on which one you're using, then it will kick out as an error. Basically, you're seeing all the things we tried there to prove that it had to be the way it is. Okay, somebody tell me they've got it sort of working.
Not where you are on the screen.
Is it sort of working? Were you able to establish the foreign key? That's the key thing. If you were able to establish the foreign key, then that means you've got the two tables so that they are linking together. And now you can go and do an insert.
So let's see, pay two. Have I got any records in there? Asterisks from pay two. Okay, I've got the 11 first. So now if I say select asterisk from name address 1. Okay, so I've added in Smith, and that is going to link our right to pay 2, and I think I actually had it to pay 1 as well. Okay. So the end pay code here links to that. Okay. But if I had tried to put a different number in here, it wouldn't have worked unless I add a record to pay 2 or pay 1, depending again on what you're doing. And I add a record to it that has 15. Now I can add somebody that has a pay code of 15. But I've got to add it to pay 2 first before I can do the insert down below. Because once I try to add here, it's going to say, okay, this is a foreign key. Does it successfully reference over there? And if it doesn't successfully reference over there, it's going to kick it out. Okay, so that means that I have to put in 15 over here if I want it before I can use 15 in the name address 1. I have to have a 15 in pay 1 or pay 2, whichever one you're using, and then I can add a record in. Okay, so if I go in, and I say, okay, insert into pay 2, and the values are going to be 15, comma, whatever. Okay. So what's missing? What did I do wrong, folks?
You didn't pick the category.
Nope. Oh, now I'm really doing a good job. I didn't do values. Okay, so now I've got one row created. So now if I do a select asterisk from pay 2, okay. I'm just really, really should not be doing this today. Okay, I managed to get it in there. Okay. Now, I also have, I'm not sure that the fact that I have pay 1 and pay 2 isn't going to do me in right now. Insert into name address 1 values. One, one, two, comma, Doe, John, comma, 75,000 also, and 15. Okay. So the problem here is I've got to go back to pay 1 because I still have a link to pay 1. And I have to insert it into pay 1 because I had a link to pay 1 already established. I could also have gotten rid of it, but that's what I've got right now. So I'm going to put in the whatever again. And now, hopefully, it will work. and a row was created. But I'd already had the link to both pay one and pay two. So, I mean, there was no good reason why I'd want to have pay one and pay two looking exactly the same, but I already had the link to both of them. So therefore, I was compelled to make the change in both of them. So now pay two, it's pay one rather, looks like pay two. Okay, so the link is satisfied in both of them, and so it allows me to go through. Okay. And that's because I already had the link to pay one, and then I made a second link to pay two, and so I just have to do it that way. Questions?
It's because you have to have the 15 and whatever.
Right. Because I had established a link, a foreign key, into both pay one and pay two, which is perfectly legitimate to do. I happened to make them exactly the same link, which is pretty stupid to do, but I'd already done it once, so I was just doing it the second time. And so when I then tried to insert the record, it says, okay, the link to pay two is working fine, but the link to pay one isn't,
is what it was saying. So then when I went back and fixed pay one, now it can successfully link into both. Now, would I ever want to do that? No. I mean, what I'm basically got is pay one is a duplicate of pay two. Why would I ever want to do that? But I basically got myself into the mess, so I just kept going. Okay, we're done. We're going to finish up a couple of more things on Thursday, and then we will be done with SQL, and we'll start PLSQL, which is the programming language associated with SQL. Not this week, but next Thursday, which is what, the 27th or something, I am taking a personal day, and I won't be in. So what I'm doing is I'm going to have Eric come in and run an open lab in here all day from 9:30 until 2, or probably till 3. So I'm just going to have Eric come in and run an open lab all day on Thursday, a week from this Thursday. And so people can come and work on things, work together on things. I mean, my suggestion is you come at 9:30 anyway and work with each other and, you know, help each other or whatever and try to get caught up. Okay, we're done.